today is Anne's birthday, which made me think about a very important life skill I learned from her. She's a very important friend to me because she was always painfully direct with me, even if it was awkward and uncomfortable. She never let politeness get in the way of her directness. Before you become too polite, dare to be dangerously direct. I grew up in the South, so we were always taught to mind your own business and don't say anything if you don't have anything nice to say. My friend Anne, on the other hand, grew up in New York, and I'm not sure what they teach in the North, but being direct is apparently not that big of a deal. Anne didn't start out as my friend. First, she was my hairdresser, and for the hour I would sit in her chair once every couple of months, she would ask some very direct questions and dish out some very direct advice. I kept coming back to her because no one had ever been so brutally honest with me before. Plus, she was a great hairstylist. I learned a lot from Anne about myself and got a lot of direct advice from her that I ignored for several years until I didn't. And that's when her directness quite literally saved my life. The pitch challenge today: on some level, we have become too cautious about offending others and too fearful of overt directness. What if we hurt someone's feelings? What if they don't talk to us anymore? Here's the more important question you should be asking. What if you aren't direct with others and they remain stuck in their current situation or mediocre at their job? Dare to be dangerously direct with others. Chances are, no one else is. So how will they ever become self-aware and grow? If you are direct and honest with someone and they don't like it, don't apologize. Just tell the person you are trying to help, not hurt them. Perhaps even preface your directness with that statement. If Anne had not been direct with me about the emotionally abusive relationship I was in, I may still be in it. The bad relationship was painfully obvious to everyone except me, but Anne, not a friend, not a family member, was the only one who was dangerously direct with me and told me I should get out. It took me 13 years of hearing this over and over to realize she was right. The disturbing part of this story is that when I did finally get out, other friends and family members were relieved and echoed what Anne had been telling me so directly for years. When I asked friends and family members why they never said anything to me previously, they told me they didn't want to get involved and were scared if they told me the truth, I would stop speaking to them. Anne's dangerous directness saved me. Your directness with others could save someone too. It could save them from getting fired, becoming sick, lost, mistreated, swindled, divorced, or like me, abused. Being polite is important, but being polite as an excuse to not be direct in a way that will help another person is only a cop-out.